I'm going to talk about a song that I did that I wrote last year around this time of year, I'd say a couple months before Christmas time. And I was actually myself at the food bank gathering some cans to help somebody that needed some food. And so a lot of these thoughts came to me and I just wrote them down. Verse 1 goes something like this. Do you ever see the truth? Long lines for the food bank. What food's given is outdated. Beggars can't be choosers. Still so many going hungry. Mama late on paying rent. Daddy drop dead beat. Nowhere even to be seen. So who's really there for these kids? Every day a battle to live or die. Little babies crying to be changed. Always needing a little milk. Not enough to even go around. This is a cry and shame. Who's to blame? Some can't work. Others just won't work. It's all crooked who gets assistance. Mom of six driving Escalade pulls up with food benefits. One homeless veteran man denied. Illegals qualifying for benefits. Rural Americans cast aside. What's wrong with this? Turn off the blinders. You will see the ugly, dirty truth. That's what you see. Chorus goes like this. This used to be my country, tis a thee. Now all I see is one twisted sense of liberty. This isn't the land of the free. Americans are in slavery. This is the new America, the new America. I didn't sign up for this. Time to flip the script, recreate America, America. Time for a new world, time for a new America. Verse 2. See a white man get slapped on the wrist? Black man for the same thing, thrown down and killed? Latinos put in a hotel for crossing borders? Homeless American told he can't sleep on the side street. Asians targeted for bringing the corona. Shot up in towns across Georgia. People hating on all the races. So much racism in all these places. Is there any love for all these faces? All these school shootings on the rise. It's all in the news. It's everywhere. Depression and suicide taking a toll. How many obituaries do you scroll? It's all the same story. How can anybody live? We all walk around with our head turned, act like we don't see the bruises. Women getting targeted, sex trafficked or abused, pimping out on the street to make money for the kids that's hungry. Some modeling jobs turn into pornography. Do you see what's wrong with this? Some in Hollywood create a facade, making everything seem okay. What they don't tell you behind closed doors is the darkness that evolves. How you sign your life away, it's not all that glamorous. So we are what we create. There's got to be a better state. No more blood on the pavement stained. A place where there is no more pain. A place where we all gain. We don't have to live like this. No, no. We don't have to live like this. Verse 3. I want a place where we can grow. A place where there's money to throw. A place we can live in good homes. No more violence or drugs deals. No more cheap tricks to get the mill. Kids can play outside. No more worry if they're coming home. No more kids sold into sex. No more parents having to work two jobs. A place where we can all breathe. A place I call home. Kids don't go hungry. Parents spending time. TV ain't the educator. Bills all paid up. Money's always in the bank. This is the America I want to live. Sad truth, reality, it's not like this. Only for a few that broke, the ones who made the million-dollar stroke. Living their life is a cruel joke, because let's face it, cross the line you'll see. This isn't America, it can be. Death and taxes rule, only the royal can live. The poor will remain poor, rich will remain rich. Life is just a bitch. Few can only make the switch, so I give it a chance. The freedom to die, trying to make it. So many actually just fake it. So what gives? Which America you want. It's a cold, harsh reality. This is America. So, in this long song of a poem or ballad or rap, you see America. I mean, you look around and you notice how many people are going hungry. In some of the poorer neighborhoods you probably have traveled through or living in, you see so many people fighting, so many people on assistance. And not that there's anything wrong with assistance when you need it. But how many of those people are truly getting the assistance they need? Or are they just basically living off the government, expecting a handout? I mean, there are tons of jobs that are hiring, but not everybody is being hired. So, this pandemic, we are definitely hurting ourselves in the process of everything. There are a lot of people that could use the help and assistance, and maybe even monthly reoccurring stimulus checks to bring out the poverty and to help raise people up. But in all honesty, it seems like everybody's just out for themselves. Everybody's starving. Everybody's going hungry. Taxes are on the rise. And it's sometimes the people that are getting help aren't always the ones that need the help. So, all those issues, I tried myself to put out in a rap to wake people up and have them realize what the issue is. And that this great country that we live in America, it's not as great or glamorous as it looks. You're not truly free. I mean, you're freer than some states and countries, but not really when you're bounded by taxes and you're wondering if you're going to get kicked out for a late payment on rent, or if what you make you never see because it's engulfed between the taxes and the price of things gone up so much, it's hard to even live, let alone breathe. So, if we're living in this America, we need to create better jobs, new America, and get everybody out of this uncertainty that we are living in. These are the issues. And the only way we're going to do that is by making our voices matter, by speaking up and helping those that need the help. So, tell me what you think about this. Is this really what you feel like America is turning into? I mean, what is America to you?